Hey, freaks! It's Monday, November 24th, 2014. Coming up on the program today...
Because you frickin' pricks just can't ever be quenched! Your fantasies can't ever be quenched, can they?
All this plus quenching your fantasies today on DV.
Quench that car pub out.
There'll be a lot of ice storms, a lot of snow, and a lot of rain.
Don't slam the fucking door.
Shit, dildo. Shit.
Oh, no.
I give my best to Timmy, Ooh, Henson.
Hey, Freaks, Tim Edson with you, back to kick off a new week of programs on this very abbreviated week of Distorted View Daily. It's a major holiday here in the U.S. on Thursday. We've got Thanksgiving. So today will be the only new episode of DV for non-paying freaks. Sideshow Freaks will get a new episode tomorrow and Wednesday as well. We'll probably do a best of show on the free side feed tomorrow, so be on the lookout for that. Great time to sign up for the sideshow. Superfreaksideshow.com, of course, is the web address. I have been battling a cold. You probably heard me starting to bitch about it on Thursday or Friday, but the bulk of my sickness was during the weekend, so that's good. I'm starting to feel a lot better. So I've been dealing with that. You know, we talked about reborn dolls previously on the podcast. I don't think I ever knew the term reborn doll, but we've talked about the concept, which is these barren, infertile women who can't have kids, or women who have lost their babies through a series of comedic mishaps like SIDS or shaken baby syndrome. Are these women who, for one reason or another, can't have kids, acquire these very lifelike dolls. And when I say lifelike, they're painted. They're vinyl dolls, and they have very realistic features. That's what's appealing to these sad, lonely women. It's the next best thing to having a real baby. Actually, it's better, because you can't kill these things as hard as you may try. And you know, a large majority of the women buying reborn dolls should not be having real children. The issue, though, is just because, you know, they sort of look realistic, the difference is real babies move, and these dolls are frozen, which just makes them look, well, it makes them look demonic. Wikipedia has an entry on reborn dolls. A reborn doll is a manufactured vinyl doll that's been transformed to resemble a human baby with as much realism as possible. Some consumers of reborn dolls use them to replace a child they once lost, while others collect reborns as they would regular dolls. These dolls are usually taken seriously and are cared for like an infant. Now, if you do a YouTube search on reborn babies, you will be shocked at the results. You see these childless spinsters taking their fake infants to the mall or to the park or grocery shopping. You know, 20 or 30 years ago, if you saw something like that, you could call the cops, and they would lock that fruity bitch up for a psych eval. But everything goes nowadays. You even look at these nut jobs the wrong way, and you'll be labeled insensitive, and the local news will be on your ass. You'll probably get fired from your job. The big defense these days is, well, she's not hurting anyone. As long as you're not hurting anyone, what's the big deal? The big deal is you're a grown-ass woman playing with fucking dolls in public. You're not stable in the head. Your driver's license should be revoked, first of all. You shouldn't be allowed to vote. You're talking to a lump of plastic. You've got way too much free time on your hands. I would love to show footage of these idiots playing and talking to their dolls to someone who lived through the Great Depression. And I would just love to capture their, not even verbal reaction, just their facial reaction. Here's a little bit from a reborn fanatic and her toddler, Kaylee. They're out in the woods taking in the fall colors.
Hey, everyone. I have got
my parents never took me to take in the fall colors. Like, we never went walking through the woods or down to the lake cabin to enjoy the autumn. These fake dolls are living a better life than I did.
Kaylee here, and we are going to go out and look at some pretty fall colors today. As you can see behind me, the leaves are all really pretty right now. It's just kind of like the peak of fall. So it's really, really pretty. And Kaylee is just starting to learn her colors right now. So I thought it would be a good chance to go out and take her out and show her some of the different fall colors. And look at some pretty fall leaves. And I hope
this woman cannot be married in real life, right? No guy would put up with this.
You guys all enjoy seeing all the pretty colors with us. So, all right, here we go, Kaylee. Let's go look at some pretty fall leaves. All right, we found some really pretty orange maple leaves here.
Every time the camera cuts, Kaylee's in a different position. Like, oh, now her head is turned and her hand is raised so she can touch the leaves.
Let's go take a look and see what we can find, Kaylee.
Oh, now she's up in a tree. Kaylee's up in a tree sitting by herself up there. That's not safe for an infant.
All right, everyone. So Miss Kaylee's a little freaked out right now. She kind of started slipping off the branch a little bit.
You're a horrible mother to even fake babies.
But I was right there, so she didn't fall off. I caught her. But she's a little bit freaked out right now. So
don't stick your kids in trees.
She's just kind of clinging on to me.
She's a baby.
Well, we're okay, right, Kaylee? There's nothing to be afraid of. I caught you.
She's frozen. She's paralyzed in fear. This is insane. There's another video titled Kaylee's Pool Day. I'm not going to play anything from the video, but it's just fascinating. Like, how much, like, if you just look at the video, you can tell how much money has been spent on this fake child. Like, there's a kiddie pool filled with water and toys. Like, real children's toys. Then Kaylee's sitting on a Candyland blanket. I wonder if these were all toys for a real kid that may have passed away under some questionable circumstances. What's this? Oh, yeah, some wind-up toys in the pool.
Ready, Kaylee? There he goes. Oop. Squirting water.
Yeah, this woman is totally nuts. She'll, like, add in baby sound effects and stuff. Something horrible must have happened to this woman. I smell stillborn, and it smells delicious. I could really go for some stillborn burgers. Hey, you know, occasionally, you know, I've been doing this show now for what, almost 10 years, and it's always good to go back to the essence of what makes this show so great. I, of course, am talking about scat porn. So I've got a new scat clip here for you. What we have here is a young woman, her face completely covered with shit, with some turds stuffed down her mouth. And, of course, there's a guy there helping out, assisting with the shit eating. She really is covered completely in shit. Looks like she's in blackface. Oh, mammy. I don't know why she keeps...
I'm good.
She keeps turning her head like she doesn't like this. It's all part of an act, obviously. Oh. Oh, he's jamming his finger. Oh. He's jamming. He's got shit wrapped around his finger like it's cotton candy. And he's jamming it down her throat.
Look at the camera. Chew it up. Chew it up for the camera. Look at the camera.
Like, you can't, when she opens her mouth, you can't even really see in her mouth. It's so packed full of shit.
Come on, get chewing. You like chewing that up? You like chewing my shit?
Well, you know, she is nodding her head up and down. She's finally giving some indication that she's enjoying this. Ugh. Oh.
Chew it up, get it all in one side of your mouth.
Oh, she's like spitting it up and then sucking it back down.
All over there. No, don't turn away.
No. Own it. Come on.
Open your mouth wide. Wide. Shake your tongue out. Nice. Chew it up.
I've got to post this on Ungodly. I've got another porn clip here, but before we do that, let's take a break. Let's take a breather, even though the air is still heavy with shit. I've got one of those sovereign citizen tards, and he is about to be arrested, although he refuses to believe it. Because, you know, he can't get arrested because he's his own goddamn nation.
You are not sovereign.
You back up, pal.
No, you cannot. Don't.
So I don't understand why the police can't be their own citizen. Like, the sovereign citizen was like, no, you're not sovereign. I'm sovereign.
You are not sovereign.
You back up, pal.
No, you cannot. Don't invade my space. Do you understand? You can laugh all you want. I'm a sovereign citizen. You're an unceded territory. I don't bow to your authority. I don't bow to your authority.
Unfortunately, you don't really have a choice, as you will soon find out.
I advise you to get out of
here. Try. You see what happens.
Now, I want you to understand, really listen to how much of a badass he is coming off as, right?
Come on.
I dare you. Try something.
You see what happens. I'll charge you.
Really?
Yes, I
you
will.
Go ahead, pal.
Yeah.
But
pal? I'm not your pal.
Go ahead.
I'm not your pal.
He just has to fight with everything the police says. All right, pal, move. You're not my pal.
Excuse me, please. Get out of my way.
Touch me again. That's a tort.
Well,
that's a tort.
No, hey!
Well, now he's being slammed up against the car to be handcuffed, and that's when everyone else starts losing their shit.
No, hey!
I'm fucking disabled!
Now all of a sudden he's the weak victim. I'm disabled!
I'm fucking disabled!
I'm disabled!
I got a fucking cane here!
Well, I mean, you were a hard ass 2 seconds ago. What happened? Now you're a weak, disabled invalid.
No! My arm! I'm under arrest! Get it on camera!
That's typically how it works when you need to be handcuffed behind your back. I mean, he's making a big look. You know me. I don't want to agree with the police ever, and I don't know why this guy was being arrested. It could be for some bullshit reason. I just hate sovereign citizens and their bullshit arguments, and they just love to make a big deal out of everything.
He's bending my fucking arm! Get this fucking back off of me!
There's some guy eating pudding that just crossed the camera's view. All right, just to really illustrate the severity of the scene here.
Get your fucking goon off of me!
Oh my God, there's a drum circle. I love everything about this clip. These stupid idiots that are in the drum circle are really doing a disservice, because you should be capturing the audio of what the police is saying. You can't hear it with the bong bong bong. Okay, all right. I think this guy's defense is, like, since he has a cane, he shouldn't be allowed to be arrested. I think that's what he's trying to say. What's funny is, you know, let's say he has, you know, the police had every right to arrest him. It's just going to make this guy a bigger fucking sovereign citizen nut. The police assaulted me.
There we go.
A disabled man.
We got it. We got him pinned to the man.
He's disabled.
Like, everyone is so annoying in this clip. He's disabled. It's like you're mocking him almost.
Get another one.
Keep it up.
Yeah, he really seems like he's in pain. Give me my fucking cane, bitch! All right, there you go. Another sovereign citizen doing what he does best. Now that we've cleansed our palate, got the taste of shit out of our mouth, let's play another porn clip here.
What are you going to do?
What do you think I'm going to do? Let's try.
She's a porn girl who's doing anal for the first time. She's scared.
Yeah. Scared.
You're scared?
I don't know about this.
He just injected what appears to be a gallon of lube up her butthole.
I just squirted lube up your butt.
It was cold.
Don't worry, he's got something that'll warm things up. Friction. Actually, it doesn't take very long until a problem arises.
Sorry.
She's apologizing because she just shat all over his cock.
That's embarrassing.
Did you like it?
No, but what do I do now?
She doesn't know what to do. She's so embarrassed. She's taking a shower, you know, to clean up her butthole. This is the pitfalls of anal.
No, but what do I do now? I'm gonna cry.
You get back on that cock like a professional.
What?
That's terrible.
I'm so bad at porn.
You're done?
It's kind of hard to hear with the shower going. Alright, now we've got a suicidal porn actress here, which is not that unusual.
Did you put this on the video?
Just wash off your butt really quick so we can finish up.
I don't want to finish.
Well, I have to have a tongue shower.
The show must go on. Have you never heard that expression?
I'm going to maintain a happy face.
Honey, no one is looking at your face. And not just because, you know, it's a porno and guys are, you know, looking at vaginas and tits and shit. But it's a POV porn. So really, you're just looking down and seeing the dick and the ass. Your face plays a very small part in this production.
I don't know if I can do this.
Come on.
Yeah, she's all like, I don't know if I can do this. Meanwhile, do you hear the guy trying to jerk off and get a boner again? It's hard to work up a rock-hard dick after it's been slimed with poop. She does end up finishing the scene, though.
I don't know what you're being so silly embarrassed about.
I understand. I know what she's upset about.
It's not a big deal.
It is a big deal to me.
Why?
Because that's my, like, biggest thing in life, is I don't like to be embarrassed.
You don't like to be embarrassed or degraded. This might not be the best line of work for you. All right, finally, before we get into the news, I've got another clip of audio from public transit. These are always good. This time, a junkie is passed out on a Baltimore bus when another passenger confronts her about her addiction, I guess.
Get up!
Excuse me?
Yeah, excuse me. Am I bothering you?
Yeah, you are. Sit
down. Where the fuck am I bothering you?
Because.
Mind your own fucking business.
Make me
want to
whack-a-mole you.
I dare you.
Me? You make me want to whack-a-mole you. These are white people. This is a white crack addict or heroin addict. I don't know what the fuck she's on. She's on some downer.
I really care.
The only reason I would be
Wow, if you want crystal clear audio, do not record on a bus. Let me fast forward to when they really get going at it here.
It ain't got nothing to do with you.
I don't want
it. Ain't your fucking head.
I don't want you to try to sue the bus company or you can tie on the bus.
It's your fucking business.
It's great because just a few seconds ago, this dope fiend was practically passed out. Like, she was leaning forward, about to fall over onto the floor. And now, she's in the middle of a very aggressive fight.
Dumb.
She perked right up.
You are?
I ain't dumb. You're the dumbass.
Bitch, you don't even know if I was if I had a hit, I'd be wide awake, you dumbass.
What'd you do? Well,
it depends what you're taking a hit of.
Get too much fucking methadone.
Oh, you're cool. You don't even know you're drunk.
Is that something we should be ashamed about? You don't even know your drugs.
I'll come break the fuck out of you and knock your fucking head
As much as I would like to hear the conclusion of this fight, the background noise is just too distracting. So instead, don't worry, freaks. I've got a backup crackhead for you. This one is black, he's dancing, and in love with a model on a magazine. At one point, his dick is whipped out.
Come on, Al Green, let me get a close-up, man.
All right, this crackhead has an issue of Shape Magazine. I don't know why he would spend what little money he has on a Shape Magazine, but he's in love with the cover model.
Go on the magazine right now. Kiss that bitch.
He's kissing her and licking the magazine, okay?
Kiss that bitch, nigga. Ah, good, Al Green. Oh, hell no.
Well, now the clothes are coming off.
The fuck? You Al Green for real, huh? Nigga, I swear for God, if you pull your motherfucking pants, look, nigga, put them motherfucking pants back on, homeboy. Put that shit back on. Hey, nigga, put that motherfucking dick up. I swear to God, I'll put that shit back up, man.
Yeah, he was slapping his dick up against the Shape magazine. Also, when the guy was saying, put your damn pants back on, he wasn't just saying it. He was pointing a gun at the crackhead, naturally.
Stand your ass over here. Come here.
My name is Chase George Jackson. You be so talks, you know, and I can't wait back to these. And I can't wait back to get kind of weird on the
person.
She ain't never whined, though.
Nigga, he said the bitch don't talk, she don't eat, she don't complain. Yeah. He just fucked the book.
Yeah.
Crackhead's making some sense.
It's cheaper.
It's cheaper just to blow your load on the magazine than dealing with a real woman. Let's not bring Jesus into this.
Don't motherfucking dance, Al Green, before I get up out of here, man. Do a split, motherfucker. Do a split. Get that shit, nigga. Get that shit. Do a split.
Dancing again.
Come on, Al Green.
All right. And with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist of that fucked up news right now. Distorted View Daily breaking news.
Hi, everybody. This is Frankie McDowell, my own personal weather channel. Today in Ferguson, Missouri, partly cloudy skies with a 100% chance of race riots. If you're white, find shelter immediately. Avoid Starbucks, Lane Bryan, and other public establishments where Caucasians congregate. Dangerous conditions overnight and into tomorrow. You will be shot, looted, or you will be pelted with malt liquor bottles.
Thank you, Frankie McDowell. Yes, breaking news, the Ferguson verdict has come in, and surprise, surprise, white people came out A-OK. Yeah, there's no indictment for the dude, the police officer who shot the black teen. Now, this is very interesting because we're recording this show at a very specific point in time, after the verdict and before the riots. It's a real good time to be white. Things could very well change in the next hour or two if you're a white person living in Ferguson. I wouldn't go out celebrating tonight at the bars if I were you. I'd keep a low profile. All right, there's a little Ferguson update for you. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You'll get Tuesday and Wednesday Sideshow exclusive episodes, plus full access to the entire archive of programs. This weekend I was busy fixing some broken links and making some streaming video clips available. The 7-hour marathon show is up. Streaming you can enjoy on mobile devices, desktop computers. Clips from the podcast itself. We did this last year where I would record portions of the show and post the video clip so you can actually see me recording this stupidity. And all of the old episodes of DVDA, every single Distorted View Daily After Show has been posted, and you can download or stream it, again, from your iOS or Android device, desktop computers, all that shit. Go to superfreaksideshow.com, sign up for the Sideshow, become a true and honorable freak. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from the UK. Neighbors of a disabled man who was given an antisocial behavior order says he has made their lives a misery. Ian Salter Bromley, 54. I feel like I know that name. Ian Salter Bromley, 54, who has been branded uncivilized by a court after a litany of offensive behavior, was warned by a judge last week that he faces jail unless he stops. Maybe we've read a story about him in the past. That name sounds really familiar. Maybe once I start reading some of his offenses, it'll ring a bell. They claim Salter Bromley urinates and defecates in the communal areas, threatens violence and shouts abuse, labels other residents prostitutes and alcoholics, falls asleep in communal areas, calls the fire brigade when he locks himself out of his first floor flat. One woman, who did not want to be named for fear of recrimination, said, "When he opens his front door, the stench that comes out is disgusting. We want him evicted." On July 29th, Salter Bromley visited the Wilson Center in Alfred Gelder Street and called council workers useless before exposing himself and spreading excrement and urine in the main reception and toilet areas. Yeah, that's probably where I recognize him from. That sounds like a Distorted View newsworthy story right there. He had claimed his disability needs were not being met, so naturally he spread shit all over the place. The woman, it seems like he can get around pretty okay. If you're able to scream and yell at people, take your shit and spread it over toilets and like reception desks, your mobility is not being hampered at all. All right, the woman, who has lived in the block for more than 10 years, said, he urinates and defecates down the stairs. You can smell it when you walk into the block. She claims firefighters have been called by Salter Bromley on at least four occasions. Quote, he tells them he either lost his keys or he's been mugged and he can't get into his flat. One resident said she found Salter Bromley lying partially clothed and asleep in communal areas of the block. When he comes in drunk, he tends to fall asleep on the landing. One time he was naked except for a t-shirt. You can just say he's completely naked at that point. A t-shirt doesn't cover anything objectionable. All right, when I told him off in the morning, his response was, "Why didn't you just cover me up? Come on, be a friend." A male resident said it's time Salter Bromley is given his marching orders. He said he has abused everyone in the block. It's embarrassing, especially when I have family and friends around. He's a real nuisance. His head is gone. Guy's crazy. He loves to go off into town in his wheelchair and harass people. This is the type of person I would be if I was a cripple. We all just want him gone. We feel intimidated by him, and we're sick of it. This week, an interim antisocial behavior order was extended to 2 years at Hull County Court. The court heard he verbally abused staff in St. Stephen's Shopping Center on August 29th before a similar attack on staff at Hull Paragon Interchange on September 12th. So this happens again and again, over and over. Little fucking asshole. Look, on September 26th, he lit a cigarette on a bus and urinated on the floor. He does whatever he wants. He don't care. Which led to three passengers complaining to the bus driver. I wonder if they were complaining about the cigarette or the piss on the floor. He also made a catalog of hoax calls. He makes prank phone calls to Humberside Fire and Rescue Service. Salter Bromley told a previous hearing that he is the subject of abuse because of his dwarfism. Well, this has just gone from a good to a great news story. It's a little midget. Oh, my favorite midget. Vern Troyer. Piss drunk.
I might get him on. I'll be right back.
Okay. That's the sound of a drunk midget. Now imagine a drunk, belligerent midget pissing and shitting all over the place, smearing his feces on the stairs or whatever. All right, where are we at here? Salter Bromley told a previous hearing that he is the subject of abuse because of his dwarfism, including the theft of his wheelchair and walking sticks and being the target of school children who play Let's Torment the Dwarf. That sounds like a fun game. In the school holidays. Judge Jeremy Richardson said, I have borne well in mind the fact that Mr. Salter Bromley is disabled. He has a raft of medical problems, but many people with similar problems conduct themselves with stoicism, respect for others, and as a result, people respect and understand them. He behaves in a comprehensively antisocial fashion. So there you go. That's what's happening in the UK. Let's check in with Ferguson, Missouri. See what's going on.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot! Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
You all gonna get shot. You can say it all you want. I found a live stream going on over there on Ustream. 61,000 people, 470,000 overall watching this. It's just some guy on the street live streaming his encounter. And
they're going to arrest us for being mad.
No, they're going to arrest you for being black. Be mad all you want.
They don't want rocks to be thrown at them. They should leave.
Well, now, you shouldn't throw rocks at people. Let's be civilized here.
On American streets, we got a military vehicle.
Yeah, we certainly do. That is a military vehicle on the streets there. Look at that.
We got tear gas has been deployed. Tear gas has been deployed. Gas is out. Gas is out.
Thank y'all for coming. We're going to call it a night, guys. That's why the tear gas is coming out. That time.
Tear gas has been thrown.
Stop shooting us, let go!
Tear gas has been dispersed.
All right, we'll check back in a few minutes. Things are finally getting interesting in Ferguson. I do happen to have a story from Ferguson. This was before the riots started happening. A woman appears to have accidentally fatally shot herself. See? She didn't need the cops to help her do that, like some people. A woman appears to have accidentally fatally shot herself in the head with a gun, bought to prepare for possible Ferguson-related unrest. So she bought it to protect herself from riots and then blew her fucking head off. The shooting occurred Friday night in downtown St. Louis, the city's Metropolitan Police Department said, in an area dominated by vacant lots beside a football stadium. Sounds lovely. The female victim, beautiful place to live, identified in a police report as Becca Campbell, 26, was a passenger in a car involved in an auto accident. Her 33-year-old boyfriend was driving. The boyfriend, who wasn't identified, told police that the couple bought a gun because of fears of unrest related to the pending grand jury decision on the shooting of Michael Brown. He told investigators that as they drove late Friday night, the victim waved a gun, jokingly saying the couple were ready for Ferguson. That joke didn't go over so well. Not because it wasn't funny, but because she accidentally pulled the fucking trigger. He ducked to get out of the way of the gun and accidentally rear-ended another car. He said the accident caused the gun to go off, and she was struck by a bullet in the head. The victim was rushed to a hospital but died. The investigation is continuing because police want to be sure the story, as told by the boyfriend, is correct. Police are awaiting gun trace results as part of the ongoing investigation. So there you go. Even people who want to protect themselves from the riots are killing themselves. Let's check back in with Ferguson, Missouri. We go there live.
Deploying tear gas in the air.
Me too.
And they were trying to hit everybody that they could as collective punishment for a few people throwing rocks at them. If they don't want rocks to be thrown at them, they should just leave. Why are they blocking the road in the middle of our march? No violence happened until we... You know,
until you started throwing rocks. I guess that's not violence, though, is it?
This is now the fifth time that I've been gassed and maced.
I mean, really, is 10:30 p.m. on a Monday a good time for a parade? No. You could get organized. Do it during the day. It's so hard to see black people at night, you know what I mean? So, okay. Yeah, they're gonna spray as many people as possible. Try to get y'all. Because you hide.
Excuse me, y'all.
Nigga, get out of my way.
Document.
Bitch.
Where we're standing.
Bitch, that tear gas, they do shit, bitch!
Fuck that
bitch,
tear gas!
They do shit, bitch! Bitch, that tear gas!
Don't top the man with the tear gas!
Bitch! That tear gas, they do shit, bitch!
What's going on behind the puzzle?
Oh, Elise. The social, what they call a social stream or the chat in the on this live stream is fascinating. Gas the apes is a comment. Mm-hmm. Holy balls, Batman. Let's burn the city down, y'all. We'll check back in with Ferguson, Missouri in just a moment. But first, the final story of the day. This one has to do with a transgender person. Jennifer Gable, an Idaho customer service coordinator for Wells Fargo, died suddenly on October 9th on the job at the age of 32. An aneurysm, according to Stun Friends. Just as shocking, they say, was when they went to Gable's funeral in Twin Falls, Idaho, and saw her in an open casket. Her hair was cut short, dressed in a suit, and presented as a man. I'm disgusted, Stacy D. Hudson posted on Facebook. A great and dear friend's mom went to the funeral today. It was not closed casket. They cut her hair, suit on. How can they bury her as Jeff when she legally changed her name? So very sad. Jen, you will be missed, and people who know you know that you are at peace. Gable was transgender, born Jeffrey, but living the past few years as Jennifer. Doesn't the family write the obituary, though? You know what I mean? Like, it's not the funeral parlor that people should be pissed off at. Maybe it's the parents who didn't want to be embarrassed because their son was a tranny. You know what I mean? Blame old people for this, not the funeral home. All right, here's the obit. Jeffrey Charles Gable, 32, of Boise, passed away suddenly on October 9th. He was born in Twin Falls to Anthony Clark and Lorianne Walton. Jeff and his brother Stephen were raised from toddlers by their maternal grandparents. He attended Morningside Elementary. He was married to Ann Arthurs in 2005. They later divorced. I wonder why. According to Megan Stabler, a board member of the Human Rights Campaign and member of HRC's National Business Council, no mention of the woman she knew she was and had lived as for several years, just erosion of her identity and an old photograph of how the father perceived her to be. I only knew her online. She reached out to me a couple years ago when she was in transition. The usual, what do I need to worry about at work? Am I going to be okay? Is life going to be better? Can you assure me everything's going to be okay? Stabler says Gable's death stresses the importance of having a will. Yeah, and write your own goddamn obit. Why would you want to leave that to your parents? I wouldn't want my mom writing my own obituary. She would totally omit some of my greatest accomplishments in life. Like pretending to be a 13-year-old girl talking to pedophiles online. Trying to corner them and get them in trouble. And getting my mom to read nasty Craigslist personal ads. And, you know, bringing the glorious sounds of cum farts to millions of people every day. These are things I want in my obituary, so if I do die an untimely death, please make sure that stuff is mentioned. And if there's, you can add whatever else you want to, anything else you remember from the show. All right, so people are pissed off because, you know, she was born a boy, and her parents wanted to remember her as a boy. The death certificate says Jeffrey, a.k.a. Jennifer Gable. The last few years she lived as Jennifer, they buried him as Jeff. Well, for the majority of her life, she was Jeff, so it was a numbers game. She was Jeff for, you know, 20-some years, way longer than she was Jennifer, so they went with that. Come on. You gotta give the old people a little bit of slack. Or kill them off. Mandatory euthanasia. See? My program works. It'll be a benefit to all. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, here we go. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. Give us a call. Say hello, like this gentleman. This is idiot.
Sometimes.
I'm sorry. Call him a gentleman.
I just keep thinking about our relationship. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know what else to say. I just got a thing. Have I told you lately? Mm-hmm. that I love you, Tinapoo.
Thank you.
Have I told you there's no one else above you?
He's a pretty good singer.
Turn my heart to gladness. Take away all my sadness. You ease my troubles, that's what you do.
You know, do rhymes with Timmy Boo. I'm sure you could have altered the lyrics a little there.
Timmy Boo, sometimes I know
It's
hard, our relationship, to explain to other people what we have.
You should have stopped the song.
Magic.
Yes, okay, thank you.
Hey, Timmy Boo, Ryan from Ohio here. I just want to let you know I'm listening to the November 13th podcast where you explain how you deleted 15 minutes of audio on GarageBand with your microphone track. I would just like to let you know that when I started listening to this podcast, I was in eighth grade. I was 14 years old. You've had 10 years of experience with this podcast, and I would like to let you know that How the fuck do you, somebody with 10 years of experience, delete a goddamn microphone track in GarageBand?
I don't know. First of all, the problem is, and I have since upgraded to Logic, even though it's overkill, it is so much better than GarageBand. And I don't know why, because it looks exactly the fucking same. It's like built on the same goddamn engine. But, I mean, I can show you video sometime of how excruciatingly slow GarageBand is. There's this incredible lag when I hit stop or record. And trying to do anything in it is just so painful. Ever since this Yosemite update, I think, is what caused it. They were dicking around with GarageBand. The new version was just awful for me. I mean, I don't know if it's my computer or it's the software, but this Logic works way better. I haven't had any problems. No instances of me deleting shit. I think the problem was, I would hit something and nothing would happen, and I'd hit it again, you know what I mean? And then it would just, I don't know. I really don't know. I have no idea what the problem was.
Tim, I started listening to this podcast when I had a pea-sized brain. I was 13. And now, 10 years later, 10 years,
Well, first of all, I haven't been using GarageBand for all these 10 years. You know, for the first, 6 years, I was using Goldwave, which isn't even a multi-track editor. If you guys know what Goldwave is, it's such a fucking piece of shit. You'd be amazed what I could produce using that shitty piece of software. It's amazing. I mean, GarageBand is a huge step up. And now Logic is even cooler. I mean, there's a lot more features that I'm actually using that GarageBand doesn't have that I was kind of pissed when I started using GarageBand. I was like, why can't I do this? Like fades and stuff like that. All right. I'm sorry. I really don't know what the problem was, but hopefully all of those have been corrected.
Timmy Boo.
Won't have any more problems like that.
Jesus Christ here. I'm listening to you whine and complain and bitch about GarageBand fucking up.
Here we go.
And losing your audio track or you deleting it or whatever.
Yeah.
And I can't help but wonder, you started this shit off, you're one of the first podcasters ever, and you don't know the first rule of podcasting. Never record a fucking podcast on a computer. Ever!
What?
Ever!
What? Never record a podcast on a computer?
Go get yourself a little Roland digital audio recorder, plug the mixer into it. You can record on the fucking Mac if you want to at the same time, but always record onto a solid state digital recorder because they never fuck up, and you'll always have a good solid quality recording.
I've never heard that advice before.
That you can then reload back into your GarageBand if you fuck it up or if it fucks it up or what.
You should come work for me. Be my audio engineer, because apparently I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. How have I been skating by these past 10 years knowing so little?
Hello, Timmy Boo. You know how you once told us that every time you do something stupid or embarrassing, you cannot wait to tell us about it?
Yeah.
Well, this is why I'm calling. I'm just cleaning out my kitchen right now, and I'm filling up my olive oil bottle. And, of course, I decided to fill it a little bit too big. So when I put it down in the bat, in the box, yeah, I can't speak today. When I put it down in the jar, I put the cap back on, and there's a little funnel nozzle outside. And when I press it down all the way, it prematurely ejaculated all over me.
Shot blew out.
And now I'm covered with olive oil, and I blame you. Why? Because I love you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, call in with your embarrassing story so I don't feel like such an asshole. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Your fantasies can't ever be quenched, can they?
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. By the way, I think in Ferguson, Missouri right now, there's a cop car on fire. Things are going down. Downhill rapidly. That does not sound reassuring. Yeah, there's like smoke billowing out of the car off of the distance.
Police are advancing on something. They're leaving. They're going somewhere.
Cops are getting the fuck out of there.
And then they... Oh!
Oh! The car just exploded! Did you hear that? Now it's not just smoking, it's up in flames! Nika, get back! Finally. Everyone's moving back a little because of the car.
Being engulfed in flames. You got no fire department out here, nothing.
You scared them away! All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Guys, if you're sideshow freaks, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! Everybody is great!
Ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping.